episode 2. I'm on Netflix, Spotify, and Apple. But who cares? Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape, sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Christopher Grant Sr. Thank you so much for listening to Destroy. Now, I know there are a million things you could be doing right now, but you took time out of your busy day to listen to me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Uneven Playing Field series. If you like what you hear, follow me at C Grant Sr. on Instagram or Twitter. That's at CGRANTSR.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
What is meant by an uneven playing field? I'm simply implying that the playing field or industry in which creatives play on or function in is not equal or fair to all participants. The digital media-based tools available to underrepresented creatives fail them as they seek to reach the masses. Yet they present this facade of success and accomplishment that leads to nothing but failure and lost dreams. It's time for a reality check, people. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
Now, this podcast is not one of scholarly or analytical absolutes. I'm simply sharing my opinions and observations as the CEO of Seven Horns, a founder and a business owner with 15 plus years of experience in the entertainment industry. My hope is to challenge some of the things you thought, as well as motivate creatives, entrepreneurs, or the underrepresented independent thinker. First, a few ground rules. When I say creatives, I'm referring to entrepreneurs as well. I believe they're cut from the same cloth. An entrepreneur, a creative, they're pretty much the same people. Let me give a brief definition of both. An entrepreneur is an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risk and enjoying most of the rewards. A creative or creativity is relating to or involving the imagination or original ideas, especially in the production of an artistic work. So like I said, there's not much difference between an entrepreneur and a creative. They both are challenged with and have a desire to create. Although I primarily target entrepreneurs and creatives and talk a lot about entertainment and the entertainment industry, this podcast is for everyone because I truly believe that everyone is a creative at heart. Now, I'll use the music industry and its creatives in many of my examples, but the points I make can be applied to most industries and creatives across the board. Let's chop it up. Let's talk about subscription/freemium digital media platforms. These are platforms we all know, we all love them. I'm talking about platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Netflix, or even Amazon. These platforms require its users to pay a monthly subscription fee. Now, the fee can range anywhere from $9.99 for a standard account, $4.99 for a college student, or even $14.99 if you want a family plan. There are several differences between a social media platform and a subscription/freemium digital media platform. On a social media platform, creatives can share just about anything, from a new song to books to a link to their new film. Just about anything can be shared via a link on a social media platform. On the other hand, a subscription/freemium digital media platform will more than likely not allow you to share anything as an underrepresented creative without going through an approved aggregator. An aggregator is simply a company that gathers the content and its metadata and delivers it to the various digital media platforms. And there are a lot of different aggregators out there. You have aggregators for books, aggregators for music, aggregators for film. Some film aggregators you may be familiar with are companies like BitMax. For music, there's CD Baby or TuneCore. Ebooks or books, there's Smashwords or BookBaby. But there are a lot of different aggregators out there. Just type in the type of content that you create, put aggregator next to it in a search field on Google, and you should get a pretty substantial list of aggregators for your particular content or type of content. Some aggregators are entirely one-time services where you pay up front, then receive 100% of the revenue. Then there are services that don't have any upfront fee, but they take a cut on the back end. You would just have to do a search to see what type of aggregators are out there for your specific content and see which ones fit you best. We not only desire to have our content featured on these subscription-based digital media platforms, but we also consume the content on these platforms. Many of us have accounts on Spotify, Apple Music, Netflix, or Amazon. I mean, heck, most of the world has an account on these platforms. Let me ask you this. What are you presented with when you log into your account as a user on one of these platforms? What type of music? What books? What movies are suggested to you? I'll tell you what was presented to me. The superstars, the A-listers, the household names. They're front and center as soon as I log in, every time I log in, whether it's something I like or not. Why is that? That's because these platforms are top heavy. They prioritize A-list artists. But as a creative, part of me is like, that's pretty cool. You know, like maybe they'll show my content as an underrepresented creative. Maybe when people set up their accounts, they'll come across me just like that. I'll get that positioning on the platform. That's usually not the case. Unless you're a celebrity, an A-lister, a big name person, your content is not going to be positioned in a way where new users are going to come across your content when you set up your account on these platforms. It just doesn't work that way. These platforms are top heavy. But nevertheless, it feels good to have my content on the same platform as these superstars. It gives me a sense of accomplishment that I've done something. Part of me is like, yes, you know, I'm seeing all these A-list artists, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, and my content's on here too? So maybe I'm just as good as these guys. Now, I know that, you know, I don't have their money. I may not record in their studios or have access to the equipment they use. But look, I'm on the same platform as they are. These platforms, they offer a sense of accomplishment. They offer an impression or a feeling of success minus the fruits of it. I feel like I made it just because I'm on the platform with these celebrities. Back in the day, I used to work at a record store called Strawberries It was in Downtown Crossing in Boston, Massachusetts. And Strawberry's was like any other big-time record store like Sam Goody or Tower Records. But I recall it being a big deal to be in a record store, to have your CD or cassette tape A to Z with artists like Prince, Michael Jackson, The Beatles. I mean, that was a big deal back in the day. To have your music in a record store, are you kidding me? There were some independent artists in there, some local artists who put their stuff in there that was on commission. But I remember we had a section for that, and people knew if they were getting it, it was commissioned material that was over off in the corner somewhere, like the local bands. But if you were A to Z with the big artists, but nowadays, to be in the same store with those A-list, big-time household names is not a big deal. Because all the stores now are digital. So you can have your music on the same platform as Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift, Adele. You can have your content there with Kanye West. Your content is on the same platform as these A-list artists, these big names. You can have your independent film on the same platform as the big time movie producers. Because those platforms now, they're all digital. And anyone can get on these platforms. All they got to do is meet the criteria of the aggregator. And once you do that, as a underrepresented creative, you feel like you've accomplished something because you're on these platforms, when you really haven't done much at all, because anyone can do it. Don't get me wrong, like, you've worked hard to create your music, your content, your book, your movie. You worked very hard to do that. I'm not trying to take away from that. And I think sometimes we put so much into our art that we don't want to have to deal with blowing it up as well. Like, I did so much work to create it. Like, it should be easier for it to blow up and for everyone just to love it. But it's not like that, because these platforms, they focus on the A-listers. They prioritize A-list artists. That's who the people are seeing when they set up their accounts on these platforms. They have access to you. If someone goes there and sets up an account and they type in your name and your content, then they'll find you. But these platforms aren't doing anything to push you as an underrepresented creative. Part of me is like, I'm not an A-lister, but it's good to be amongst the superstars. And not only that, my content can be heard all over the world. As an underrepresented creative, I can upload my song from my little bedroom or what have you in Minnesota, and it can be heard by someone in Australia. But I got news for you. Your content everywhere gets you nowhere. People, nobody in Australia is looking for your music. Unless you have friends and family there, nobody cares. Your content everywhere gets you nowhere. Who cares that your music is all over the world? People all over the world ain't looking for your music. They're not looking for your film. They're not looking for your book. If you don't have priority on these platforms, if you're not a A-lister, if you're not getting key positioning on these platforms, your content everywhere gets you nowhere. Nobody's going to see you. I believe that these platforms, they're more concerned about our traffic rather than our content. As underrepresented creatives, and this is just my opinion, as underrepresented creatives, these platforms are more concerned about our traffic rather than our content. Because to them, every creative is also a user. That's a win-win for them. They know that you're going to bring your friends and family to the platform. Come one, come two, come five, come 10, come 20. However many people in your little network of friends and family, they believe you as the underrepresented creative is going to bring your little group of people to the platform. That brings more numbers to their platform, more subscriptions to their platform. Even if, some of us may say, even if they're more concerned about our traffic rather than our content, they do offer me the possibility of becoming one of the A-list artists, one of the A-list priority talents on their platform. They offer me these tools that will allow me to gain the same positioning as those household names. Take Spotify, for instance. Spotify will allow me to submit my content, my music, to their curators. And their curators will review it and possibly put me on one of their thousands of in-house playlists, which is great. If I get on one of these playlists, I'm going to be big. I just got to get on one of these playlists. So I'm going to submit my content, answer all their questions. And the rest is history. And I'm not trying to deter anyone from doing that, because it can happen. It is a possibility. And so as a creative, we're hopeful. We're optimistic that if I can get on one of these playlists, that's it. That's going to blow me up. That's the thing that's going to do it. I just need to get on one of these playlists. And sometimes that's all you want, right? Is a little bit of hope. I just want the hope that I can get to the level of the A-list artists. Now, mind you, there's millions and millions of creatives trying to get on the same playlist that you're trying to get on. And trust me, there's many more creatives than there are playlists. The competition is fierce. There are millions of creatives trying to get on these playlists, and the odds of you making it are very slim to none. And that's a reality check, people. So you say, okay, maybe I won't make it with the first song, so I'll just upload another song. I'll submit that as well, and another, and I'll keep doing it until these curators realize how banging my music is. Look, people, I'm not trying to deter or discourage any creative from delivering their content to one of these incredible platforms. In fact, as it stands right now, I would encourage all creatives to make sure that they deliver their content to one of these amazing platforms. I mean, that's where the latest and greatest music is. The latest and greatest books are. The latest and greatest movies. But it doesn't really matter, because nobody is looking for your content. You don't have a built-in audience. You don't have millions of dollars behind your content. And these platforms aren't going to shine light on your content if you're not able to take advantage of some of the tools of hope, as I call them. You're not able to benefit from a playlist. You submit, but you're never picked. You don't have the funds to advertise. So yes, you have your content on one of these platforms, but it's not really impacting your brand or your career. And when that doesn't happen, as a creative, you feel like maybe you failed. Maybe you're not as good as you thought. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourselves. You are as good as you thought. Just because you can't get on a playlist, just because you can't afford advertising, you can't seem to get people into what you're doing. It's not because you're not good. It's more than likely because you haven't found the people who like you. Somebody likes everybody. And for the first time ever, digital media has allowed us to reach that somebody in the midst of everybody who likes us. It's just that these platforms, they don't give us access to the millions of people on these platforms. We're limited to our circle of friends and family, at least as underrepresented creatives. A-listers, priority stuff, it doesn't have that problem. You're with a major, major people are going to see you. Major people are going to put their eyes on your content. And I know you're thinking, well, that's just how it is. That's just the way it is. Okay, well, then it needs to change.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.